Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
It's Tuesday, February 6. I'm Anthony Davis. This is 5 Minute News. A federal appeals panel ruled today that the disgraced former President Donald Trump can face trial on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election, sharply rejecting the former president's claims that he is immune from prosecution, while setting the stage for additional challenges that could further delay the case. The ruling is significant not only for its stark repudiation of Trump's ridiculous immunity claims, but also because it breathes life back into a landmark prosecution that had been effectively frozen for weeks as the court considered the appeal. Yet the one-month gap between when the court heard arguments and issued its ruling has already created uncertainty about the timing of a trial in a calendar-jammed election year, with the judge overseeing the case last week cancelling the initial March 4th date. Tuesday's unanimous ruling is the second time since December that judges have held that Trump can be prosecuted for actions undertaken while in the White House and in the run-up to January 6, when he encouraged his supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol. The opinion, which had been expected given the skepticism with which the panel greeted Trump's legal arguments, was unsparing in its repudiation of Trump's novel claim that former presidents enjoy absolute immunity for actions that fall within their official job duties. U.S. President Joe Biden said today that the bipartisan immigration bill is falling apart under political pressure from disgraced former President Trump, and vowed to hit the road to remind voters who was to blame if it fails. Concerns over immigration have become a top issue in this year's election campaign. Trump has been pushing congressional Republicans to reject the bipartisan border security deal unveiled on Sunday. Biden's vow to make the Republican ex-president's efforts to kill the bill a major theme of his re-election campaign is a risky bet, given polls showing that Americans give Biden low grades for his handling of border security and immigration, despite arresting and deporting more migrants than Trump did during his term. In a dramatic setback, House Republicans failed today to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, forced to shelve a high-profile priority after a few GOP lawmakers refused to go along with the party's plan, and even after pressure refused to change their vote. The stunning roll call fell just a single vote short in the end of impeaching Mayorkas, stalling the Republicans' plan. They needed almost every vote from their slim majority to approve the articles of impeachment. A noisy, rowdy scene erupted on the House floor as the vote was tied for several tense minutes, 215 to 215. Several Republican lawmakers, led by the impeachment's chief sponsor, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who surrounded one of the holdouts, putting pressure on Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher, who refused to change his vote. With the tally stuck and just one vote in their favor, Democrats shouted for the gavel to close out the vote. Bolts that help secure a panel to the frame of a Boeing 737 MAX 9 were missing before the panel blew off the Alaska Airlines plane last month, according to accident investigators. The National Transportation Safety Board said today, a preliminary report of the January 5th incident, that the lack of certain damage on the plane indicates that all four bolts were missing before the plane took off from Portland, Oregon. Without the bolts, nothing prevented the panel from sliding upward and detaching from stop pads that secured it to the airframe. The Alaska Airlines pilots were forced to make a harrowing emergency landing with a hole in the side of the plane. Fortunately, no serious injuries were reported. The NTSB report included a photo from Boeing, which worked on the panel, called a door plug, that showed that three of the four bolts that prevent the panel from moving upward are missing. The location of the fourth bolt is obscured by insulation. The preliminary report said the plane arrived at Boeing's factory near Seattle with five damaged rivets near the door plug, which had been installed by supplier Spirit AeroSystems, a former Boeing factory. A Spirit crew replaced the rivets, which required removing the four bolts and opening the plug. The report did not say who removed the bolts. It said that a text message between Boeing employees who finished working on the plane after the rivet job included a photo showing that the plug was there, but with the bolts missing. The investigation continues. I'm Anthony Davis. Click the links in the description below to become a member of the 5-Minute News community on YouTube or Patreon and help support independent, unbiased, and essential news for the US and across the world.
Hello, this is Gary Chachot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.